Good morning to you. 90-333-105 is our main number this morning. And as I mentioned at 9 o'clock, very saddened to hear this morning that one of the great music legends of Ireland, Big Tom, had passed away. Big Tom, without doubt, the father of country music in Ireland. And I'm sure there's hardly a family where someone in that family didn't dance to Big Tom at a dance hall or a Prokill hall or an Orange hall or some sort of hall over the past 50 odd years. And he inspired so many, and he inspired the man who's on the line, Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Daniel. Big Tom, I grew up on him, you grew up on him. There may be some people in the city who'll be thinking, oh, Big Tom, yeah, I'm aware of him. I didn't really grow up on him. But if you came from the country, you totally, absolutely, utterly and completely had a Big Tom album in the house.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's just so sad. I mean, for all of us in country music, and especially, you know, for his family, it's such a sad time. I mean, they lost their mother just a few months ago. So it's just, I can't imagine how they must be feeling today. But, you know, he was such a huge figure in country music. And even though he was a huge star, he never came across in that manner. You know, when you met him, he was almost embarrassed about his fame. You know, he didn't dwell on it at all. He was just a singer, you know, and he loved farming, and he just was a country man, you know, behind all of the fame and everything that he enjoyed through the years. And we're all shocked this morning. It's just beyond words to think that he's gone. But on the other hand, you know, Rose, his wife, died in January. And, you know, it was such a sad time for him. And, you know, in the past number of years, every step he took, Rose was a step behind him. And I can only imagine how he felt since she passed away. He must have been heartbroken. And, you know, for them to be reunited is, for him, I'm sure, a blessing.
That's a very nice thing to say, Daniel. And his contribution to, I suppose, the entertaining of a series of generations was immense. He just had this absolutely brilliant country voice, and he could sing a song and command a hall so well with what he did. You know, you're probably, in this day and age, the most famous country singer to ever come from Ireland, but you must have been inspired by Big Tom.
Well, Big Tom was in a class of his own. You know, all of us in country music, we see him as the king. You know, we always have and always will. It doesn't matter who comes or goes or came or went. There was nobody quite at the level of Big Tom for us in the country music field. We thought Big Tom was, as you said, I think you explained, the father of country music, and he certainly was. You know, he was the one that, he had something special in his voice. It's very hard to say what that was, but if you were a fan of Big Tom's, and there were many, I don't think they can even explain in words what it was. It was just something that you heard, that you felt when you were listening to him, and certainly when you were in his presence. And he has songs through the generations. You know, there's so many, going back to Gentle Mother, and, you know, then up to Four Country Roads, Going Out the Same Way You Came In. That's only three, but there was, you know, Run to the Door, and If It's Lonesome at Your Table, and just so many that are Big Tom songs. And, you know, we'll never forget him, and we're very grateful and blessed for the legacy that he left behind and the memories that he gave us, you know. So from that point of view, you know, he'll never be forgotten, but it's just at this point very sad.
Absolutely. Daniel, I really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Daniel O'Donnell paying tribute to Big Tom, whose death was announced this morning. The man who wrote many of the songs that Big Tom sang, and the man who played in the band with him and helped to manage his career, is on the line as well, Henry McMahon. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Henry, very sad day for you today and for the McBride family, as Daniel was saying. You must have very fond memories of travelling the world with Tom.
Absolutely, and I was just listening to Daniel there and about how he affected so many people. And the amazing thing about it was even young people. I was up in Donegal one night, I think over a year ago, and this young fella said to me, he said, "Are you coming out again?" I said to him, are you talking about Big Tom and the Mainliners? He says, yeah. And I said to him, what age are you? He says, I'm 17. Oh, I've been following Big Tom and the Mainliners and my mum and my dad and all the rest of us, and I have seen this several times. And that was just, his success was in his sincerity. You know, when he sang a song, he sang it from the heart. And the other thing about him was, if he didn't like the song, he wouldn't sing it. Even picking songs, tracks for albums or whatever, if he didn't like the song himself, he wouldn't sing it. But we started in 1965, and what was totally unique about us is we were all from the one area, and just a lot of local lads, more or less playing for the fun of it. And then we started to get a few local gigs, and it took off from there. But it's a terrible shock, and we're all getting on age-wise as well, and but you never think of his passing so soon after Rose, you know.
Well, our thoughts are very much with the family and, of course, with you and the rest of the boys, Henry, this morning. And I really do appreciate you speaking to us. Thanks for coming on, Henry. Thank you.
Not at all, Frank. Thank you.
That's the great songwriter Henry McMahon. I was managing Big Tom, playing with the Mainliners as well. I want to speak to a lady who shared a stage with him on many an occasion, Philomena. Philomena, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's a sad day today when we're finally saying farewell.
It's an awful shock now, I have to say.
Your good friend Susan McCann, I think her first song was Big Tom is Still the King.
That's right, Big Tom is Still the King, that's right.
And
Susan recorded that a way back, oh God, it's a long time ago. But no, Tom was just something else, you know. He was unique in every way, you know, because every song that he sang, I used to say, you know, if you couldn't dance to Big Tom's music, you couldn't dance. But Big Tom had that beat that nobody else had, and I don't think ever anybody else had since. He always covered that beat, and he always picked great songs. That was one good thing that he had.
And he was a very nice man.
He was a lovely man, and you know, it's a very, very sad day now.
It is a sad day. Philomena, I really appreciate you coming on the programme.
Not at all, Frank. Thank you very much.
There'll be a lot of coverage about the passing of Big Tom.
Oh, indeed there will. My phone is hopping all morning. It hasn't stopped. When I heard it first, then I rang Margot after you rang me earlier this morning. She confirmed it for me because she was big friends with him, and she spent a lot of time, you know, with him, you know, this last while. So she's very, very upset now.
I can understand that. Philomena.
You were upset with him there recently too.
Yeah. Thank you very much for speaking to us. Thank you.
That's the way it goes now.
Unfortunately.
All right, Frank. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Phil. All the best.
Thank you, Philomena. A little echo on the line. But thank you to Philomena for coming on with us. She made reference to Margot, who's Daniel's sister, of course. Great friend of Big Tom and many's and many's an arena. They all filled together. And Big Tom, you know, from the 1960s right through until about 3 or 4 years ago, he was filling places. Incredible sound from just, I think, an incredible guy. And, you know, my father had loads of his records, and there used to be the cassette tapes in the car with his music. And I still have some of his music in the car. And I suppose this song has now finally come to pass. This was one of the big hits for him. It's one indeed that Daniel made reference to there a moment ago. And on a day like today, Big Tom reminding us here on the radio that we're really going out the same way we came in. Big Tom, one of his hits, Big Tom, whose passing was announced this morning. Right, it is 24 minutes past 10.